we don't know the plays, we don't know the script, mm-hmm. or what the goal is every day.
Yeah.
But we come out, we see balls on the ground. And yeah. Get, where is the offense right now?
The offense is in OTA 9 of the off season. You know, with no pads on, with no bullets flying, we're a month and a half into putting in our offense. You know, so I mean, when you have a new offensive coordinator, you know, we're all learning together. He's learning us, we're learning him, we're learning the offense. So when you see that's growing pains of an offense. If you came here last year, you've seen the same thing. If you came here the year before that, you see the same thing. Like I said, this is what the OTAs are for us to fine tune it. And I think we're doing a great job. And you know, Coach Flip has done an awesome job of breaking it down to us and really helping us understand what's going on. That I think by the time the season rolls around, we'll be in good shape. So
even though there's no pads, some might say that's advantage to the offense because defense can't rush or tackle.
Say that again.
With no pads, defense can't rush, uh-huh. or tackle, or hit. Some would say that's advantage offense. This is just normal.
Yeah, no, it's just normal. It's just normal procedure. I mean, you know, it's no advantage when you're not getting hit, of course. But like I said, I mean, we're still – it's more time. There's no hitting during the season anyway, so it doesn't really matter. We're not – you know, middle of the season, we're not out here banging each other. Right. You know, it's how pro football works.
Do you always have to work – getting back to the speed thing, mm-hmm. the speed goals, do you always have to work on that?
I mean, yes. I mean,
as you get older.
You know, as you get older, yeah, you got to continue to kind of find – you don't want to lose something,
right.
you know, at the sake of something else. So, I mean, you kind of – you hone your gifts, and you be the player you are. That's what the NFL is about, using what you're gifted with. You know, I think sometimes a lot of players go wrong trying to, you know, imitate someone else who has different gifts than them. You know what I mean? Once I realized that I'm not 6'5", and I'm never going to be able to run like I'm 6'5", and do the things a 6'5", receiver would do, it made me better as a player because the things I can do, those 6'5", receivers can't do. You know, so you kind of got to just – continue to hone your skills and your talents.
What the thing that you put on Instagram, was that something you would actually do? Is that a drill? Something?
Yeah, that's just a drill. Like I said,
what
you know,
it, what do you call it?
It's a footwork drill. Yeah. You know, ladder drills, and I mean, you know, a lot of it, you know, all together. You know, obviously you can't do all that on the field, but you know, broken down, it just helps. You know, with coordination, you know, the more practice you do on something, the less you think about it when you're in live action. You know what I mean? So it helps with body control, coordination, speed, quickness, all that. Just kind of. You know, just a drill to fine-tune those talents.
Taylor said he called you after mm-hmm. he saw it. Did you get a bunch of guys call you?
Yeah, I got a lot of phone calls, man. I got a lot of phone calls. Like I said, I didn't think it would take on, you know, the life that it did. But it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool.
What about Rodney Smith? See him out there making a couple plays. Mm-hmm. You think he has a chance to make an impact?
Yeah, definitely, man. Rodney's a big one of those big guys I'm talking about. With those big bodies who's, you know, big target. You know, you throw it up in the air, and he has such a radius that it's kind of hard to miss him. And, like I said, Roddy's been in this league for a couple of years. He's a smart guy, and he does everything he's supposed to do.
What about Joker Phillips? How is it different than last year with him at the helm?
It's different in the fact, like, you know, Joker's very into it. You know what I mean? He's very passionate. You can see him out there. He's running around the field, and, you know, he's on our backs about a lot of stuff, and that's good for us. You know what I mean? He's putting the pressure on us out there. He's breaking it down for us in the classroom. You know, Joker's been an incredible receiver coach so far.
What about the Cavs run? Have you been enjoying it?
I've been loving it, man. Just watching, being able to see LeBron up close, man. It's special. It's special stuff, man. I'm hoping we get out there tonight, get this win, and put us in a great position for the city.
How many playoff games have you been to?
I've been to – how many they had so far? I think I might have been all of them. I've been to quite a few.
They've had 8 home playoff games.
Okay, I've been to at least 4.
What do you think of that atmosphere?
It is incredible. Last game was the most incredible sports atmosphere I've ever been a part of.
Really?
Yeah, it was awesome. It was awesome.
So you've gotten to see Matthew Dellavedova play quite a bit.
I've seen Deli up close and personal, man.
A comparison on the Browns team?
Yeah, I compared him to Gary Barnett, who is, like I said, he's not a – you know, when you see it, no one's going to splash and write all the big articles about him. But if you look at Gary's body of work, man, anytime we need to play, Gary is there. He makes it look routine. I've always been a big fan of Gary Barnes and what he does for this team, man. So that would be my comparison.
Mike Patton told us after practice today that, you know, the fact that, you know, 2 All-Stars are down and they're still mm-hmm. playing tough and they're defying the odds, if you will, that kind of came up. In the team meeting, mental toughness.
Yeah.
What, as you're a professional athlete, understand and respect that, but what can you as a professional athlete, when you watch a team like the Cavs and what they go through and that, can you absorb or take anything away from that as a fellow athlete?
Yeah, I think not only as an athlete, I think anybody could take something away from the way that they're like, you know, they're willing each other to victories, man, and And obviously they have the best player in the world, you know what I mean? And that's an advantage. But when you lose a guy like Kyrie, you lose a guy like Kevin Love, and Varejao's not there, I mean, you know, you're relying on guys that you didn't plan on relying on at the beginning, and they're stepping up. That's important. That's what football is. You know, football is, if you're a football player, they tell us coming in, you have 100% chance of getting injured, which means everybody's going to get hurt at some point in time. So during the season, we're going to need guys that, you know, people might not have expected to depend on to step up. And, you know, like I said, the Cavs are at this point the epitome of that. You know, stepping up when your number's called and being someone can rely on.
Where do you work out at that video? Where was your shot?
D1 Sports in Tampa, Florida. Yeah.
Pretty good?
All right, guys.
Thanks,
guys.
Appreciate it.
No problem.